From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, why women can have a harder time recovering from a heart attack than men. First, though, the head of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank is saying his farewells. Richard Fisher has led the Dallas Fed for a decade. He steps down next week after leading the bank through a historic recession and a slow, steady recovery. KERA's Bill Zeeble was there Friday for Fisher's goodbye speech.
Fisher peppered his remarks to the Dallas Regional Chamber with his unapologetic Texas boosterism. He recalled being in New York, holding his little boy in the 1970s. The sights and sounds were impressive, but Fisher, who'd worked on Wall Street, was drawn here.
New York is fast losing its right to name itself the Empire State. New York is the past. Texas's Lone Star illuminates the real Empire State.
Fisher said facts justify his Texas pride. The state's output last year roughly equaled that of Canada. His staff created a map that equated New York's economy to Iran's. He said in his 10 years at the Dallas Fed, the state's economy grew 36%.
That increment equates to adding more than the entire output of Norway, my maternal homeland, and now one of the world's richest nations measured on a per capita basis.
Fisher likes numbers. During his tenure, the nation underwent its worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. He said a dysfunctional Congress didn't help.
During the recent financial crisis, I admit to having some doubts. I was given to saying that relative to the other economies in the world, America's was the best-looking horse in the glue factory.
Fisher has since changed his mind. He said it was up to the nation's central bank, the Federal Reserve, to stabilize the economy, and it did, without losing a penny. And he added Texas led the way in job growth in all income categories, not just low-wage jobs. In the past quarter century, he said Texas created 68 new jobs for every 100 that existed in 1990. He acknowledged that the steep drop in oil prices is having an impact on this energy-producing state.
But Texas is a diversified economy. The state has indeed benefited from higher oil prices. So, of course, lower oil prices are a headwind to economic growth here. But my researchers at the Dallas Fed don't see recession in the cards, as been asserted by J.P. Morgan and some others. They simply see a downgrade to growth to something more like 2%.
Which Fisher said is more in line with the national average. Robert Cherrick, vice president with Plains Capital, says Fisher leaves a legacy.
I will miss him, and I think the city of Dallas and the Dallas Fed will miss him. The country will miss him. I think he was served very, very well. He's obviously a strong believer in Texas and our entrepreneurial spirit and an approach of limited government control or supervision.
Richard Fisher didn't say what he would do or where he would go when he leaves his job March 19th. He's not ready to ride into the sunset, though, and used another horse analogy for his vision of the current U.S. economy. He said the country's like Triple Crown winner Secretariat in 1973, finishing at Belmont well ahead of the pack.
We're the best looking, the strongest, and the fastest horse on the global economic track.
And the jockey guiding that horse, he said, is Texas. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Girls basketball teams from some North Texas high schools wrapped up their season at the state championships this weekend in San Antonio. Bryan Adams High School in Dallas made it to the finals for the first time ever. They fell short in the title game, though, losing to 16-time champ Canyon High 48-41. But Coach Darren Eubanks says the Bryan Adams team has come a long way.
These young ladies have committed themselves to being great. They didn't settle for the 3 years that we came in, lost in the second round of the playoffs. They didn't let that define who they were.
Eubanks said the girls were in tears over the loss, especially the upperclassmen. There are 9 seniors on the roster.
Hopefully they'll look back here in the near future and be proud of what they've accomplished.
Two other North Texas teams won state titles. Sunnyvale High School, east of Dallas, took the 3A division championship. Argyle, southwest of Denton, clinched the 4A title. A study released in the journal Circulation found young and middle-aged women can have a harder time in various ways recovering from a heart attack than men. The reason? Stress. Dr. Mihaela Kruger treats acute heart attack patients at Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. For our Consumer Health Series Vital Signs, she explains what contributes to higher stress in women.
In females, the responsibilities of raising a young family, having a job in the current socioeconomic state in our country where there are many more single family households where females are sole responsible for raising children and for bringing in an income, there is more stress associated with that. Also, females tend to be more involved with caring for an older, aging parent. So taking care of themselves, that's becoming a secondary issue.
Was stress already thought to be a problem in recovery from a heart attack or perhaps even leading to a heart attack?
The literature that's been published so far, stress like job loss, financial hardship has been proven to be a risk factor for a heart attack.
Are women more susceptible to heart attacks than men?
Not necessarily more susceptible. Women who develop a heart attack at the same age as men would tend to be more ill, would tend to have more illnesses. In general, heart disease occurs earlier in men, the average age of 45, and in females would be a decade later or after menopause. So younger females who do have heart disease tend to have other comorbidities, will be diabetics, will be maybe smokers, will have other chronic illnesses that would contribute to their overall poor cardiovascular health.
What does this say at this point about treatment of women with heart attacks?
It may be important to address this issue as well, not just the medications that we prescribe and not just recommending, yes, you need to see the dietitian, change what you eat, but also how much stress is in your life, what is going on in your life, who is your social support system, do you have enough help dealing with childcare, dealing with your parent that you're caring for. So maybe we as doctors should start thinking about a more integrative approach where we involve maybe psychologists, maybe social workers.
From the beginning as opposed to after having had a heart attack?
I believe should be once you see a patient that has any risk factors for heart disease, you should start addressing these issues before the heart attack occurs.
So when you're working with patients, let's say after a heart attack, do you get into this with them about what their lifestyle is like as part of their recovery?
I do. It usually happens the days following the heart attack, and then at follow-up visits in the office when the emphasis is again on preventing a heart attack to recur.
I'm curious what their reaction is. Do they begin to think or see, maybe I could have prevented this, or I didn't realize things were as bad as they are?
Some are still in denial even after the fact. But for the most part, I've been successful at getting people to change at least a little bit their lifestyle. And if you take the time to explain why and what they should do, but I think many people will take that advice. And it just has to be repeated and reemphasized over and over. It's not enough to be a one-time intervention. It's a cardiovascular disease is a lifelong problem. I think this needs to be addressed at every visit, like, and not just for cardiovascular disease. I think overall health would be impacted in a positive way if we lowered the level of stress in our lives.
Dr. Kruger, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Dr. Mihaela Kruger is an interventional cardiologist with Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital. Rain's likely throughout the day with a high around 55. There's also a 50% chance of it tonight with a low of 46. But tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer too, with a high of 65. 48 degrees now in Dallas, 50 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.